Graffiti culture maintains very few alliances with the non-graffiti world. It is, after all, a culture that celebrates the art of being both alienated and alienating. Still, even graffiti writers need a theme song, and there is no dearth of choices for the perfect graffiti song in hip-hop.
Graffiti for life. I like that. Grab a can and put your man up and stand up.
We know that graffiti predates hip-hop by essentially the whole of human history. But when hip-hop developed, it was almost as if the two cultures were made for each other. Each share a sophisticated love of style, funk, and importantly, living in the margins. It's the edges that matter, what you don't see even when you're looking right at it.
I like to spray the balls with fight on, walk streets on your block in the night, and get my fight on, rock top to bottom, flare tips and fat tips.
A primary value inherent in both hip-hop and graffiti culture is authenticity, and many of the graffiti anthems in hip-hop are both penned and performed by graffiti writers themselves. This has produced some quality verses about life as a writer, such as this from Mayhem Lauren.
Yo, I can still smell the paint in the air like I was there. I used to ride a 7 train way back and just stare at the colors on the roof. Pale yellow was the issue. Everybody wilding out. Anybody was a victim.
It has also produced some, well, more interesting collaborations, such as this song from writer Futura 2000 and Mick Jones of The Clash.
Futura is my name, and I say graffiti. It's where I got my fame, but it's not my fame that I'm here to claim. I want to tell the real story about my game.
What bonds all of this music together is a commitment to giving voice to the visual, providing a spotlight to writers who would normally prefer to do their work in the shadows. For KMUW, I'm Zach Gingrich Gaylord.
I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I saw names everywhere, style, color, and flair. I knew I had to join in. I knew my answer was there. There was Tacky being tacky with his dry mark pen, and he was writing his name way back then. Frank 207, SJK, cover 144, and the UGA. Things to stay high. Graffiti is a thing that's kind of hard to explain. It's not just running around spray painting your name. It starts as a game, can't stay the same. Dedication makes you put it in a different frame. Joe 136. And there were writers in the past who, I bet if you ask, would say graffiti cannot last. But they crossed that rail and they blazed that trail. It's because of them that I won't fail. You know, they jumped that fence, they crossed that track. And it's because of them that I can never be the whack. And you know that. There's a side that's good and there's a side that's bad. And on the inside, graffiti's always had that individual desire.